Is that another box?
Does this ever stop?
It's either me or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys.
Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us.
Toy collecting!
Transform!
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
Obi-Blan Kenobi. Oh, wow, you are dumb.
All right, man's man, we'll see you on the flip-flop.
I tend to lash out to protect my loved ones.
Travis.
At least he's just giving it the old whoppity-dop-dop.
It just keeps growing.
Man, it's good stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Jeremy.
Don't encourage him.
I hope the cat pisses on you.
You're reading again, aren't you?
I like everything, so just tell me stuff.
Steve.
I'm being misrepresented here. You got no power over me, you harpy.
Did you put a period at the end of that statement?
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me. M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 223!
Bangarang.
There it is.
Of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast!
How many? 223?
223!
There we go!
I am your host, Lord Stephen Bisciotti. We are back. The Four Amigos. Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
The lovely Jeremy DeWitt is here.
My little buttercup has the sweetest smile.
Hot.
That's what I needed on a Sunday morning with spirit fingers. That smell like Steven.
I wash, but yeah, it's still there.
Travis Bowles is here. How are you doing today, Travis?
Wonderful.
Next to him across from me is Pete McCarthy. What's going on, Pete?
Nothing. I'm having a good day.
You're having a good day. Also good day. In the house, deep cut for those of you who remember, intern Zach.
Howdy do.
Good to have you back in the booth, brother.
Oh, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Return of the Zach.
Return of the Zach. Return. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is, but I like it.
Return of the Mac, but with Zach.
Oh, okay.
Return of the Mac.
No.
The Zach Attack is back, y'all.
Zach, thanks for being here. You're stepping into Cody's shoes and clothes. How are you fitting into his skinny jeans?
I'm doing the best I can. It's a tight fit.
It is a tight fit.
Oh,
he's so petite.
Zach does not know what he got himself into.
No.
He thinks this is My Wife is Gonna Kill Me of 3 years ago. Oh, yeah, I'll come sit while these guys talk about toys and fall asleep.
I'm sending him pictures, and he's like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah, this one topic has like 30 pictures. Here's seven topics.
I actually pulled photos for this week to try to help out.
Yeah.
And then I never sent them anywhere because Cody wasn't going to be here. So I'm sure Jeremy got them. So. I'll call them. Like last week, I'll be like, I got those ones too. Those were on my list. Those were on mine.
Maybe, you know, we could like coordinate with each other. Like,
talk a little sooner.
Even 5 minutes before the show.
That would be weird.
I tell you what. 2 years from now,
yeah,
we'll start.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah.
Steve is going to have this idea in 8 months, and we are going to execute it. So.
Steve does come up with some great ideas.
Eventually.
He looks good doing it, too.
I'm glad you decided not to dye your hair. I like it the way it is.
Oh, I'm not going to dye my hair.
You got the George Clooney thing going on.
Yeah, if he had eaten his brother Bill Clooney.
I'm hotter than George Clooney.
Yeah.
What's he got on you?
I don't know, 100 pounds less?
100 million more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What is his net worth? Anybody know?
Yeah, I think it's 100 million.
What is nipple Batman worth these days?
Think about George Clooney, though. I mean, multiple hot chicks over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never getting married. Just did he finally ever get married? Did he get married?
Fuck.
For years, I know.
500 million.
Yeah. Okay, for years, yeah. I know he didn't. He was like a Leo DiCaprio who just was going to just play in the field, you know, swapping them out, trading them in, getting a better, younger model and everything. Who wants that fucking life? I've had the same old girl for 20 freaking years of steady missionary, guaranteed. I mean, who wants his life when you could be me?
He's it's like the line keeps moving. He keeps putting his toes right over.
He was married from 89 to 93. Then from 93 to 14, he just pounded pussy, apparently.
Yeah.
And then he got married in 14 and is still currently married.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, you get to an age. You get to an age where, I mean, you're like, well, yeah. Now it's time to get one that's going to take care of me when I get old.
Courtney.
Well, Corey, I just gave a compliment. I just said I would rather be with you than be Jordan.
For those of you listening, we are live on YouTube today. Yeah, and yeah. If you've never checked it out, you should, Tim Sawyer. But Courtney did just jump in and said, excuse me, to Steven. So,
yeah. With lots of question marks afterwards.
And his wife is 17 years younger than he is. So.
17.
Courtney? No, she's not. She's 3 months.
I was like, wait, what?
I was talking about George Clooney.
3 months, which in girl times, that means she's like 5 years older than me because they age quicker.
I was trying to avoid you doing something stupid like that by changing the subject. But no, if you want to stay in the fucking trenches catching grenades, that's on you, homie. Amanda, if you're watching, I love you and you're the most beautiful person in the world. But you're not.
That is the new drinking game. Thank you, Maverick. Every time Steve says something negative about women, you have to take a shot.
And well, you'll get
liver. Nobody's getting drunk. I just speak the truth. The truth is not negativity.
Well, shit, if we do a shot every time he speaks the truth, we're all going to get cirrhosis.
The Lord only speaks the truth.
Is anybody else waiting for this one to die for his
sins? Well, you know.
That'd be kind of nice.
What you got, Trav? Oh, wait, no, you still got an intro to finish, don't you? Oh, wait.
I still have to lambaste my wife, my beautiful wife, over and over again.
I don't know. I don't know where we are.
Why are guys always so compelled to say, my beautiful wife? Can't you just say my wife?
Yeah, but I think
you sound like a damn pussy. Yeah, me and my beautiful wife went to the restaurant last night and had a hamburger. You don't need to do. Do you think they do that? Oh, my magnificent husband and I.
I think it'd be handsome, wouldn't it?
I would say
they don't do that.
I don't know why we went to magnificent.
Because I don't know what they would say. Yourself. I don't know what they would say. Obviously. Why are we so henpecked as men that we got to put them up on this pedestal? And all the time.
And it's the same adjective every time. Beautiful. You can't even change it up.
My beautiful wife just had a baby and it was beautiful. No, it wasn't. It was fucking gross. Fucking looked like a fucking river of fucking goo. Just blast it all. I mean, have you been in there? It's brutal.
River of goo.
Well, you know, just
like in Ghostbusters 2.
I mean, it's natural. It's the way it happens. It has to happen, but it ain't pretty.
When are you going to take him to play Dungeons & Dragons with you? Seriously.
Right.
He needs an outlet.
Zach walked. Zach just left.
Zach's like, I'm not even associated with this.
When Courtney bombs the studio, he's like, I'm not going down with this shit.
I've said nothing bad about Courtney. She's my wife.
You would not describe her as beautiful.
At least not publicly.
Right, not in front of other people.
Right, right.
I just don't feel that the...
I would not waste other people's time with my
love
descriptions of my wife.
Dude, maybe those guys just, they feel that way. They think their wife's beautiful and they want to say it.
I don't think that's the case.
Maybe they understand that you can say things that get you more than missionary with the lights off. Maybe that's the goal.
It's like if I talk about my Jeep, I don't every time say, yeah, man, I drove my beautiful Jeep to the store last night.
Well, keep your dick out of the gas hole on that thing. And
do you feel like you take as good care of your wife as you do your Jeep?
Oh, better. Well, yeah. I mean, you got to take. It's like you got to take care of your wife. She got to keep her going.
What, like routine oil changes?
Steven, can you do us a favor? And I know this is going to put you really on the spot, but can you explain how a lord takes care of his wife?
Pay the bills, keep her fed.
Keep her fed.
I encourage her to take walks.
You realize you're describing a farmer and cattle, right? You just described how you take care of your wife the same way a farmer takes care of beef cattle. I just wanted to point that out. So
I would argue that a farmer probably loves his beef cattle. I love...
My wife, I honestly... So, I describe my wife. My wife is beautiful, right? This is Steve talking, Jesus. By the way. Yeah. My wife is beautiful. She's sturdy, right?
Sturdy, I like that one.
She's got...
How'd he beat you to it?
I know, I was going to get there.
Fucking done. I was trying to describe her so it could be like his Jeep and his wife. And I can't, because I can't stop laughing. Because Steven... Oh, my God.
Fuck me. fuck me.
Yep.
So, you bathe her and you beat her.
I keep her fed. I keep a roof over her head in inclement weather.
He's fucking broken. Oh, shit.
Well, I don't have to exercise all week.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks
Steven.
Thanks for that.
You can't expect your farm equipment to be there to do the work if you don't keep up on it.
Courtney's dad just texted her. He's tuned in right now, and the text literally said, I told you you were too good for him.
No, I disagree. I think it said, good job.
You got a good one.
Don't let him go. Especially when he makes sure the ginger or routine oil changes.
One of the reasons I considered not marrying Courtney was the fact that her dad was a lawyer, and I knew that if she screwed up, I'd probably get blamed for it and end up, you know, in
the...
Yeah. But I was smart enough, and before we got married, I went down there and put him on retainer.
Son of a bitch.
He's a businessman. He's like, hey, sorry, honey. He's got me on retainer. Hell of a lawyer.
Steve is that drunk asshole at the bonfire that just keeps throwing everything flammable he can find to make it worse. Yeah. Hey, what do you do with these old spray paint cans?
Women are attracted to a man who runs a straight ship. No frills.
Never accuse you of being frilly.
Never.
Never.
Nope. Like, he's going to protect me and my young because he understands the value.
Your pups.
You guys are
calves.
All... You guys are all like, oh,
hey, listeners. We've got... Trav, will you hold up those posters? So, Anthony Valdez did this awesome art of us here in the podcast, and we've got a bunch of them for print. Our first giveaway for these is I would like listeners to write Steven's Tinder profile. And the best one, as voted on, and Courtney's going to get in on this. We're going to take her vote. And the best one will win a poster.
Dude, I'll be getting so much ass. We'll be just swiping. We'll have fingers falling
child,
off.
Child-bearing hips.
Oh. Man.
Yep.
And to think people are in church right now. And they've got to be quiet. Put your money in the tray.
Well.
Even though Cody isn't here, I would like to say him and he and Jeremy have created a beautiful child. And that was the intro that just played here.
God, I wish we could participate in the activities that would lead to making children. A beautiful child with Cody.
It would be beautiful if it looked like him.
Has anybody ever looked at Cody and been like, that would be the perfect man for a woman who was transitioning back from dating women back going back to men? Like, I think he'd be a great kind of a bridge. Yeah, you know what I mean?
2 years ago,
he's very pretty. You know what I mean?
2 years ago, Cody was hot.
Is he gone down?
Did he hit the wall? Apparently, Cody's let himself go. I don't know. You know, he's just getting older. Wouldn't you agree, Zach?
Oh, yeah. He's getting up there.
I've seen I stopped lusting after him a couple years ago, too.
When we first met Cody, he's one of those guys you just want to stare at. You're just like, man.
Yep. Yeah.
Jesus.
Now, Zach may not wear skinny jeans, but you look at Zach and you're like, that motherfucker's built for comfort. Zach's the kind of guy, like, I'd watch him have sex with my wife. So
no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't chance it.
Zach, I'd watch him have sex with your wife, too.
Because he's trusting. You know what I mean? Trust him to take good care of her, you know? Be rough enough so she gets the pleasure, but not so rough he hurts her.
He,
you know?
He definitely strikes me as a dude that cries after sex.
Fuck you, Steven.
Not you, Cody. Or are you defending him?
No, you were talking about Zach just now having sex with our wives. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking
Cody
about Cody.
Too. I'd let Cody take a run at my wife.
I thought we were still talking about how hot he is.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, fucking, we have derailed.
This is a toy show, guys.
No, I think Zach's fucking aggressive. I think he gets in there and juggernauts that bitch.
Oh, I'm the juggernaut.
One thing a woman has never said to Zach is harder, because they're just not sure they can take it. So
they're like, could you just slow down and just be a little more gentle? He's like, your hips haven't blown apart yet.
I haven't heard any cracking yet. Like a G.I. Joe figure?
Yeah. Well, I'll show you.
Zach's broke half.
I'll show you these Super 7 toys we're going to review. Uh-oh. Jeremy has one that may have taken a Zach before. Tips are all blown
out. You got
out.
Zach attacked.
Steven's breaking O-rings and Zachary's breaking Nuva rings.
Son of a bitch.
Well, this is a toy podcast.
I at this point I can't even remember what we normally do first. Like, I don't even know what's going on.
Why do we have to do that? Why do we have to follow a?
We can do whatever.
So we don't forget stuff.
Oh yeah,
that's the only reason.
Prime example.
Oh yeah. If we don't follow the routine, we'll be like, "All right, guys, thanks for episode 273." I don't know what to do.
Toy drama, right? Is how we normally start out. Toy news?
Toy news, if we have any.
Toy news is usually the first part of this. Yeah. Right. And we do have some.
Yeah. Yep, we got some.
I love how Pete's like, toy drama. Get past that toy news.
He's like, I didn't get mine in, so.
This, recently, Mezco has released a He-Man figure.
Oh, God.
You'll notice he looks just like He-Man.
And don't worry, because if they go a little bit off, Mondo... Yep. These prudes won't even buy it.
Yep, it's reminiscent of the...
I'll buy broken figures. I mean, what the fuck are you thinking?
That's true.
As long as it has some sort of He-Man-ish stuff to it.
I bought Mondo.
Yeah.
This is the Super 7 exclusive Battle Cat. Notice he's not sporting his green and orange. It's red and white. They've got candy cane stripes.
And a Santa hat.
Peppermint cat.
Zach, are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're going to start with Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Okay.
Okay. There's
I mean, he's
going to
steal all my stuff, but if I had started, I mean...
Just go ahead and start right from the beginning there. This is for the Ghostbusters Afterlife movie coming
Look at
out
you,
here.
Zach.
You did it, bro.
I love how the ghost trap is like four-wheel drive now.
Yeah, they got it like on the RC car.
I think this movie's going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
And what's kind of funny is
I like kids.
We've gotten the
We know.
We know. Wow. We've gotten the Stranger Things like Ghostbusters figures before. And
I want that to be in the intro. I like kids.
I like kids.
I like
yeah.
kids.
Well, timestamp this one, folks.
It's got to be there. I like kids.
I like kids. Give them the old whoppity dot dot.
My wife is going to kill me equivalent to I like turtles. I like kids.
I like kids.
We're fucked.
So we got a nice 2021 blend in the cast of characters, both male and female. I see black, partially Asian, redhead, and then a brunette.
I don't want to see any handicapped people.
I'm sure one of them is on the spectrum.
You can scroll. Yeah, there we go.
Spoiler alert.
Speaking of handicapped.
Yeah, they're showing us some Venkman, some old man Venkman.
God, I hope he's in it.
I love
Well,
this
I mean.
I mean, how could he not be?
Have you watched the new trailer?
No.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if I should.
Is no,
well,
you it's can. A trailer. You're not gonna spoil
Who's
it?
That?
Yeah.
Is that?
That's Ray.
Is
Stan
it?
Stan Aykroyd.
Yep.
Oh, the sculpt. It doesn't look like him unless I just haven't seen him in a while.
At the end of the trailer, they're in a bookshop and the phone rings and it's the same red phone and he picks it up and it's Dan Aykroyd's voice and he's like, we're closed. So they're going to get him back.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Winston,
who is dead.
No. He's not.
He's not.
He'll be at Motor City Comic-Con.
He's like the most alive one that there is out of them all. The Stranger Things kid.
The guy who played Winston Sedgwick died.
No, he's totally alive. Spengler.
No, I knew Spengler died.
Mm. Yeah, no.
So well, he's still going. The Stranger Things kid.
I'm just going to say we have a Ghostbuster in the room, Peter. This guy.
Former Ghostbuster, but I still got the equipment.
In case they need you.
Right, yep. Currently in retirement, but yep.
The Stranger Things kid.
Yeah,
he's getting typecast.
Oh yeah, you know what?
Kinda yeah. Honestly, that happens.
Literally, Jeremy is the only one in this room. All the cons we've gone to, he's the only one that's ever cosplayed.
That's right. You posers.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I cosplayed as a badass.
Yeah,
you did play.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Little off model, but there you were. I still loved it. There's some class. I don't know what the classified ad says.
Dude, if
there,
that didn't say classified, imagine if that said obits and it was his.
Oh, right.
I mean,
it was his.
I could have swore he died. Who the fuck am I?
So that's cool. It looks like old man Peter.
Oh, that's fun.
Has the cards from when he was testing the dude in the first movie,
which is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so close.
Got Ray in his some book. Probably some, I can't read it, but probably some Evo Shandor thingy.
The Book of the Dead or something. Yeah.
And you notice the old guys have the yellow tube, the incontinence tube, as they call it, but the kids didn't, so they must not be worried about the kids pissing their pants.
Is that what that's supposed to be?
Absolutely. Yes. And look, they got little, on the back, the little ghost
Marshmallow
Marshmallow Men.
Those which, look like fun toys.
They're cute.
Hasbro, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. They got a few of that. So I don't know if like they're
fun.
Yeah, I don't know if they're like melting and they get all over them or whatever. I mean, yeah. But those things are so freaking cute and animated. I don't know. I love
Hasbro's
it.
Hasbro's like, screw you. Here comes the spoilers.
Yeah. Yep. We got yeah, one of the demon dog
the demon dog's
things.
But
he's
up.
On yeah, he's walking.
He's bipedal.
Yeah. I wonder if the Paul Rudd character.
No, people that are you're thinking bipedal, like people that they say things like I love kids. the translucency is kind of neat.
Do they I feel like I should explain that, but I'm not going to.
Okay, yeah, no, just leave it. You're fine.
Do we know if they got Rick Moranis back?
No, he
he's
decided
done.
Not to.
I think since he killed somebody,
he's done. No, he didn't kill anybody.
he's
going to be in the reboot of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids or whatever. So he's like still out there, but he turned this down. But I know like the Janine chick and Dana.
Annie Potts.
Yep, they're all coming.
Scorny Weaver.
Did they find you can keep going through those.
Did they find it the way to get the only good part of the female Ghostbusters back, Chris Hemsworth?
Fuck not, you, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, right there. These are a digital mock-up, but they are of a three-pack of the little marshmallow men, and they have interchangeable heads, six different heads with cute expressions on them bastards. So I can't
That's
wait
pretty
for this
adorable.
Thing. Those are cute as shit. So, and there's the whole lineup. Well, actually missing one of the kids,
yeah,
but there
one
you go.
Of the kids.
Yep.
Spoiler alert, he dies.
Yeah.
So.
There we go. It's still more Ghostbuster stuff. Hasbro unleashed a bunch of stuff. This is more for, must be more of like a kid's line. That is not. That's the Mini Puffs.
Mini Puffs.
It looks like that trap, and it's got a little ghost in there and stuff. It's an RC, you know, radio controlled. Fun time.
What was it about the 80s that made it so that we can't come up with anything new anymore?
I don't know. We just ran out of ideas after that, I guess.
Yeah, but I think that's probably been a... you know, you look about how long Westerns, like, you know, ran. Like, that was what a lot of people would go watch for entertainment.
Yeah.
I think it is, like, a cycle kind of thing, and eventually... And we've had new stuff.
You mean, are your Westerns coming back?
No, I don't think they're coming back, but I think you had that time frame. I'm sorry. So Westerns was, like, a huge
part of it.
Remember
the cycle with Westerns when they were here, and then they never came back?
So then we had the 80s.
That bicycle doesn't ride real well.
What I'm saying is we are
remember
alive.
Disco, how that keeps coming around? Go ahead, Trev.
So I would say there's like a 40-year period where you're going to have we were the ones who we were alive during the 80s. These are the things we fell in love with. Now we're at the age where we're the ones with the money, so we're the ones paying. We are about to be about 20 years from, it won't be the stuff we want to watch anymore. It's going to be the next generation.
Right. Remember
stuff.
In the 80s when they were pushing Howdy Doody?
It was Howdy Doody.
Trav's not impressed.
Something that
you can keep scrolling
parents
through, man.
Would have known.
Other way.
I think those figures look good.
So I think they do, too. we have a new Ghost Popper. You can actually buy the retro one right now in store. Look at the kid's got safety glasses on. I just noticed that.
Oh, Jesus.
2021.
Freaking pussies. We better not have a war. If we have a war with that fucking generation, who has, are they fucking Nerf?
I don't know.
That is
know.
Not.
What does it shoot? Nerf?
I don't know.
It shoots little, marshmallows.
They look like they're marshmallows.
It shoots marshmallows! Fucking safety glasses.
Open your mouth, bitch.
You shot a marshmallow at me. I'm going to my safe room. I don't even wear safety glasses when I'm grinding metal on a grinder because I'm a man.
I open my eyes wide.
I don't even blink. I stare at it and beg it. Come on! Hit me!
I dare you to burn my eye!
Every time I go to get an MRI, they're like, do you have any steel in your eye? I'm like, yeah.
All of it.
Tons of it. If I go in that machine, the magnets are going to rip my fucking eyes out. Because I'm a man.
I will go blind to prove to you that I'm a man.
All right, you can go on the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Look, they got... These are like little... They're even... They kind of look like real Ghostbusters in a way. But it's the four little kid characters. And they're a little simpler in design. And look, it has the Bug-Eye Ghost on the left. He's one of my favorites. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.
Exactly. They ripped that off.
All those monsters are pretty cool looking.
Yeah, the one on the left is old school. I hope he's in the movie. That'd be fun.
How about those kids, Trav? You like them? I feel like
you're
picking on him today.
Yeah.
But I don't like those.
What are you going to do after you get fired?
Travis is like, mm,
he's wearing the shirt. He's wearing the shirt.
Podcast full time, I guess.
Steve slows the grinder down with his tongue. 1-6 shooter.
Okay, next.
Oh, great. He-Man.
That's some good stuff.
That is cool looking, though.
Yeah, it is.
The new wave of...
Stinkor, Beast Man.
Yep.
Evil-Lyn.
Nope.
Sepultura. and the guy that's Hook Fiend, right? On the bottom left?
Yes,
that's Hook Fiend. Hook Fiend,
yeah. Stinkor, the Goddess. Lords of Power, Beast Man. And Web Store.
He looks nothing like a spider. Hey, we should give him a web effect. Nope, grappling hook. Good call. He's a spider. Let's do that. Awesome. The old doppity dop dop.
Whoppity dop dop.
Oh, Eternian Goddess.
They can't call her the Green Goddess?
I guess not. I don't think... Did they even call her the Green Goddess in Classics?
I don't know.
I think we just called her that.
I don't know.
She is green.
I think
she's...
We're getting away
from color,
the
Steven.
Goddess. I
Very true.
You drove, which car was it? The black one? Why do you got to call it black? Because it was black.
Ooh.
Ninja Turtles.
Ultimate
Casey Jones. The only difference...
Jose Canseco back?
Movie version.
Tell me. He didn't pay money for this.
Fuck, I love that.
Well, we have a Casey Jones. The thing is, this is the one that we finally got the likeness for.
Elias Koteas?
Yep. You can scroll through the next one.
Sweatpants.
There you go.
I wish I could see
his... Is he his bulge?
They cut it off right at the bulge.
Really
right
want, there.
Ball. There you bulge go. There's his hot nuggets.
I don't know if that's accurate. He's got quite a big package in that picture, in that show. He's always hiking his pants up.
Well, they made him wear sweatpants, didn't they? I mean,
yeah, but you don't need to hike him up all the time. Watch him on the farm. He's always just showing his balls off.
So he's going to be coming to Walmart. Walmart soon. So good luck.
What?
Watch him on the farm. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go find the show to just see if this guy had big balls.
Well, watch it because it's a good show. And then
it's a great movie.
While you're at it, notice how he freaking shows April his balls the whole time he's there.
Here's what is this? Some sort of model or something?
Snake Eyes Motorcycle.
Mapex, maybe.
It is.
Oh, it's some other company.
It's it's Flame something.
Shimnaba.
Good job,
Flame
Hasbro.
Something. See?
it's a model kit.
It's a model kit.
How have we not gone and seen this?
Because I don't care.
I know, but we still...
That is crazy.
Go together. It's at North Star.
We should.
No, it's not yet.
Oh, it's not.
Dang it.
I don't go to North Star anymore because my inn quit like a bitch. I'm not paying full price for Snake Eyes.
I guess we're going to review it when it comes out to streaming platforms for free.
We got to go see it.
It's going to tomorrow because this thing is failing so bad.
Okay, let's go watch it.
Is it failing? I mean, nobody's talking about it anymore.
Nobody gives a shit because they didn't do it right.
But hey, that looks like a cool fucking model.
We can't say they didn't do it right until we go watch it.
Okay, I'll back Travis on this one. He's right. We can't talk shit until we've seen it. That's why I watched Revelations.
Oh.
I liked it.
Oh, okay.
I liked it, but I watched it, so that's why I went and saw Suicide Squad. I can't talk shit without watching it.
I will say this. I don't think their promotion or advertisement of it did a very good job of creating hype to make people want to go see it.
Totally agree with that.
I can say that.
Yeah, totally agree with that. Oh, you do not have to defend why you don't want to see it.
It's not they don't want to see it. I didn't go see Rise of Cobra back in the day. I thought it looked dumb. I'm like, I don't see anything that's recognizable.
You didn't watch it in the theater?
Nope.
Holy crap.
I went to Retaliation.
You were not a real fan.
Oh, yes, I was.
Big fan. You were not a real American hero.
I remember when they showed...
Real American Zero.
I remember when they showed the a preview in a movie, the beginning of a movie I was watching, and they showed the scene where the White House shows dropping the Cobra flags, and I was like, oh my God, I gotta see this.
Yeah.
And then I saw like some of the stuff, and I'm like, who's that? Who's this? Who's that? What?
Maybe if you weren't watching The Phantom Menace 10 times in the theater, you could have went and helped Cobra.
Right. All I know about those movies is I wish Baroness was bearing less clothing.
She was bearing less.
Oh, she was
hot. So
Cobra Ninja. Nice.
So Mego. Mego is putting out a two-pack of Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow.
Oh, good, because we need another company.
I wonder.
I didn't know right if Mego was even still around.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so they're putting out stuff.
Yeah, and hey, just recently they're putting out a ton of stuff, I think.
Yeah, right? There's some horror figures that are out. There's some, like Facts of Life character and Married with Children and stuff like that. So
I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was a teaser clip on Plastic Chat's channel. And it was Guillermo talking to the head of, or one of the guys from Mego. And he was talking about how we have a product coming, a license that's like this, like going to be a huge deal. It's going to be a, like, mm-hmm. I wonder if this was that. Because it was a teaser. They didn't tell you.
Right.
I wonder if Hasbro is like, hey, you know what? We should do the G.I. Joe license like a gangbang. Everybody gets a shot. Just everybody.
I mean, that seems to be the case, right? I mean, there's so many versions.
That, four or five
companies.
It's just
these guys,
now?
Really. Like, you can get a Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow in, like, any freaking type.
Any line.
Yeah, any toy line.
Okay.
We're starting up a new store line of G.I. Joes. Who are we going to do? Storm Shadow, Snake Eyes.
Steve, you're a huge Joe guy. You still, out of all of us, still have a very large Joe collection.
I haven't sold a thing.
Would you buy these?
No. Snake Eyes looks like he's wearing those thick leggings that girls wear when it's cold out.
Leg warmers?
I don't know. They'd like to still show their butt when it's cold out, so they put on these thick clothes.
The thicker ones that are kind of sparkly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that when women show their asses. That's so gay.
I need to go to the store and it's cold out, but how am I going to get everybody to kiss my ass if I don't show off my nice button legs? So I'm going to put these on. I'm just going to show the goods.
Okay.
Steve is the guy that walks down the beach throwing towels over people. Cover it up.
I just want to.
Slut. Slut!
I don't call women sluts.
I just want to.
Call them hussies.
Steve, so you're talking about women, and I feel like you're talking about it maybe negatively, that they want to show off the parts of them that look good, that make them feel good. So when you get dressed.
Yeah.
How do you, what is the look you're going for in the morning?
He says, I'm buttoned all the way to the top, they should be too.
I'm a man, I should wear my W-2 on my chest. That's all anybody cares about. I should wear a shirt with my W-2.
Is that why we're all wearing nerd shirts, yeah, like representing, yeah. And you're in a polo?
Yeah.
Have some respect. Respect yourselves. Come on. I love toys, but Jesus.
Look at that snake eye thigh gap indeed. Yep.
I never have liked Mego.
If you change the punctuation of that statement, he likes toys, butt, and Jesus.
Yeah, Mego is like hit or miss for me. Sometimes they have a really cool figure and but usually they're not so great.
Dolls.
They are dolls. I mean, and here's a little teaser. Well, what?
When you've got Mezco 112 in the mix. Oh, and I don't know how much these cost. These probably aren't that.
No, they're like 15.
Yeah, so I guess really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's.
But that if that's a two pack, I'm assuming I didn't
have a price when I was researching it, so
I'm going to say it's $35, everybody.
$35 for that?
I made that up.
I wouldn't lower myself to buy those when I can spend $300 for Mezco and get the same characters.
There you go. Well, this is for those of us who have low-paying jobs.
Who do not have their W-2 taped to their chest like a fucking buffoon.
He's got it tattooed on his arm.
I'm not insinuating that I make a lot of money. I'm just saying that's what girls are interested in.
And then when he gets a raise, he laser tattooed or laser removal.
I don't think a single girl I ever dated cared about how much money I made.
Bullshit.
Oh.
I never made money. Why were they dating me?
Because, well, they I'm not going to get into this. There's not enough time.
Zach, you still getting dates?
No, yeah.
Are you
a kid.
Are you unemployed?
Bitch, I had a job in 18 months, and he's still slaying it. trying to tell me W-2s matter.
He's not a kid. You'd think of him as a kid. He's like 20-something. I don't like him anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Right.
But Travis don't like him anymore, you know.
He's not a kid.
Yep, they're adults.
I don't know. He's still a kid. You ain't a kid. You ain't a man until you've survived a loveless marriage. Live to tell about it.
Somebody timestamp that too, huh?
Is Steven actively trying to get divorced?
He actively wants to call his father-in-law. Remember that retainer?
Yeah.
I need you.
Oh shoot.
Jeremy, I know you're not married yet, so I think it's time. Let's move in together.
There it is. There it is, folks. All right, what's the... I think I got one. Yeah, this is just a teaser picture from McFarlane Toys for a... I forget what they call it, but he's freaking...
Bane?
He's Bane, but there's like a special name for him.
That's Sexy Bane?
Oh, it's just the multiverse Mega Bane.
Which is weird, though, because he was a Build-A-Figure.
Right.
And now they must be selling him as a...
Is that the same as the Build-A-Figure?
He says that this will be a reissue of the previous Last Night on Earth main Build-A-Figure. It's $40. So
hopefully it has toe articulation.
You know it does.
Its waist doesn't move, but it's got toe articulation.
It's got individual toe articulation.
No. he does look cool, though. I've seen this figure in person. It's a big... I can't say this one. The Build-A-Figure I saw... is a big beefy.
That's going to be this guy. So, and that's all I have for toy stuff. And unless you skipped over something, but I don't think you did. So, nope.
That'll be thanks, UPS guy.
Yeah,
you did not hit the ones that I had.
So not these pictures.
Not these pictures now.
Okay.
This will be during thanks, UPS guy. Teaser.
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 If you even saw it, we
teaser
don't
pleaser.
Saw it. Yeah, we are to me and so Zach. Not this one.
That's cute.
You put that one up.
Yeah, I like that.
That was a fun one. Caused me to shave my armpit hair.
Did you?
I trimmed it.
No.
Let me see.
You trimmed your...
Did you really?
What the...
What? You trimmed it?
Dude. No.
What kind of man are you?
He is just... Dude. I just lost the last bit of respect I had.
You didn't trim it. You shaved it.
You
shaved your armpit.
He did, but it's not... It's like just a little bit of... It's fuzz. There's fuzz there, but... It's
with the clippers, though. It's shaved. Not with a razor, but with clippers.
Explain yourself.
No, it had a tip on it. So
explain yourself. This has got to be... Heidi said that she...
No, nothing.
Does she know?
She don't even know.
So how bad is it when you do so chick stuff to your body? You're embarrassed to even let your wife find out. That's got to be an indicator.
It's not embarrassing.
Was it getting in the way?
I brought it up on this podcast. No, it wasn't getting in the way. I saw that picture of it and I was like, and I had one, I had one small child tell me that my hair was disgusting.
Yeah, because they're kids.
Because you like kids. God damn
it. Oh my god, a kid tells about it like your armpit hair, and he's like, I'm getting rid of it tomorrow!
That was 2 months ago, I just thought it'd be funny to say it. But it did stick with me.
What little kid?
But it did happen!
And it stuck with me. What's that?
What little kid?
Just one that wandered into my pool area.
I was just hoping it was one of my kids.
He climbed the, he was so following the suckers.
He climbed the 12-foot fence.
The 12-foot fence is to keep the kids in.
I had the ice cream music playing. Usually I open the door, I turn on the ice cream music.
Trail of suckers along the ground.
Yep. I just wait just a little
bit.
You
notice the outside of the fence has a ladder on it.
Fake candy.
The outside of the fence has a ladder on it, but the inside doesn't.
Okay, anyway, so I'm sitting there one day. I take that picture. Heidi takes a picture of me taking the picture. Funny stuff. I laughed at it. I looked at the picture, though, one day, and I was like, geez, that armpit hair is really long. And then one day when I was doing some trimming of areas, I was like, man, I wonder what this would be like. And I just did it. And then once you do it once... You know, kind of like...
So this didn't just happen? You've been doing it?
No. Oh. No, it did just happen.
But you said you
do... No, what I mean is, you know, when you trim a little bit, because you're just kind of interested...
But now you're doing it every day?
No, I just did it the one time.
You only did the one armpit, too. The other one's not done yet.
I didn't do the other armpit. But the problem... You've never been sitting there with a pair of trimmers and been
like...
I've
never used a pair of trimmers. Why would you trim anything?
I used to bald the scrot, but... I can't really see down there anymore, so...
I don't see the point.
Yep.
You've never done that?
Done what?
Trim the redwood? Or trim the pear tree, I guess?
I mean, the point. That's my power. I do that.
That's where I keep all my pheromones, damn it.
Pheromones are in there. I mean, when you...
They're like little incense sticks.
When you see old badass pictures of, like, you know... Michelangelo painted of Adam, he isn't like shaved up. He's got a big old freaking Garden of Eden down there. It's powerful.
Well, you should shave it so that it can be a Garden of Eden, because if it's too bushy down there, she ain't going to come anywhere near you.
Oh.
Yep. At this point, I'm encouraging Courtney to have an affair.
I bet you are.
She go out and get it, Courtney. You deserve
can't
it.
Do it.
A trail of pop rocks.
I don't allow it.
There's Billy Page leaving a trail of pop rock. He says,
did you say you don't allow it?
I don't allow her to have an affair. It's not part. How's she going to do that?
Oh. Oh, fuck. What else you got there, Travis?
So, right here.
Besides your armpits.
Nope, the middle one in that bank. Down. Nope, right there. Boom. Yes.
Ooh.
All right, so it is live. Mythic Legions Tactics, War of the Answerblade. This could also go on butt plugs, although they're not paying us, of course, but we love them that much. And Mythic Legions Tactics, War of the Answerblade, went live 2 days ago, I believe it was.
It was Thursday.
Oh my gosh, so it has been a few days.
Well, according to the big, huge fucking icon that says July 29th, and with today being August 1st, I would say yes, 3 days ago then.
Thank you.
It went live.
So, it's up, it is live, it got funded the first day.
Yeah, it surpassed it. That's awesome.
Zach, there's going to be one that's a screenshot of the Kickstarter. I just wanted to bring that up real quick to make sure. Yeah, that one, that big one right there. So this is a screenshot of the Kickstarter. Currently, it is, it's at 177,000. They were looking for 100,000. So we are well on our way to stretch goals.
And over a month to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of time left. And as we've seen with this, you a lot of times we'll get a big push early,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you still are going to have people that are just kind of, well, I'm going to wait and see what the stretch goals are.
Yeah.
You know, which I'm always like...
You can add those
later. They started on my non-pay week.
You'll get to the stretch goals quicker if you go in, and you can add them later.
If you help us get to the stretch goals.
Right.
You know, but I also understand where people are. And Steve's right. You don't have... You just pledge, and then you can add that stuff later.
I'm not doing the work for them. I want to know what I'm going to get before I commit.
Yeah. So it's up. It is going. We're super excited about this. These guys have been great to talk to, and we're definitely going to talk to them again on Legion's Cast very soon. But the funny thing for us is, you know, the Four Horsemen are a big reason why we started this podcast. It was a goal very early. And now here we are supporting them, you know, 5 years into Mythic Legions, and it's a pretty fun experience just to watch that toy line just continue to grow.
If you haven't already and you want to know, see some really cool game footage and what this game's going to be like, you need to go check out Jeremy Gerard and Mythic Conversations. He had them on. They showed all kinds of clips, all kinds of, you know, talked, you know, about how the gameplay is going to work. I mean, just really in-depth, the most in-depth information we've gotten about this game so far. And it is, you know... Okay, so I'll be honest. When I heard that this game was going to happen, I kind of thought, well, this is going to be cool because I'm a Mythic Legions fan and everything else. But I kind of figured this game's probably going to be like a tier below like a real game.
Yeah.
I don't think that anymore. This is a real game. This is going to be something badass. You know, I can't believe that we're getting it, and I'm really excited. And, you know, I will play it. I'm excited to play it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, the renderings that you've seen, which are still early on, I mean, it literally looks like it's the action figures on the screen.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's just fun. And we all are excited about the lore aspect.
I should probably get in on this, though.
It might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, I would recommend it.
I will say, obviously, the game is the whole important part here. What they're adding with, like, so this two-pack that's coming out with Gorgo and Attila is absolutely beautiful. And they're two figures that, I mean, they sell for, like, $200, $300. And now you're going to get a two-pack of them with new armor for $100.
Right.
And different head options. You got pictures of them, right?
I didn't bring those in, but those pictures are definitely on our site for sure.
If you guys want to see them, just go find them yourself. Fuck you all.
Listen, there's nobody in this live chat right now, these 30 people. There's none of them that haven't seen this two-pack. I guarantee that. Down the road, people. Beautiful shots. We shared them both on My Wife's Gonna Kill Me. We shared them on Legion's Cast.
We didn't. I didn't do shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty sweet. So super excited about that. All right, and let's see on there. Up to the top, bottom right, down one. Yeah, boom. All right, so now we have a picture of the Mythic Legions Legion Builder reinforcements, which we meant to talk about a little bit last week, and I'm not sure if we did, and the four of us here can't remember if we did.
So we figure we'll talk about it again.
Yep.
You guys couldn't vote for elves?
You know, I feel that guys. I get where that guy's coming from, but literally. Right now in the Elf, you could go on the Mythic Legion Game Tactics and you can order a pack of Elves with all kinds of options. You can get Elves right now. So this Legion Builder reinforcements, no longer being called Evergreen. Originally, that's how it was described. We kind of talked about early that we didn't think that was probably the way it was going to work out. They're going to run out. It will happen. And I can tell you right now, just from me and Steve, I mean, don't be shocked if we buy a large of every one of these. And we're just little fish in a big pond. You know, so these will sell out eventually. So my recommendation to people is going to be get in there, buy them early. The selection that they've gone with. Remember, there was a bunch of hype about this because they put a whole bunch of figures up and they only let you vote for two.
Zach, I just sent a picture to you if you can put it up when you get it.
Which I absolutely love the assortment that they went with here, because these are some of my favorite figures that are out there.
Is that up? Can I see that?
Mm-hmm. They should be able to.
Okay. So this is Attila. This is going to be available with the game Kickstarter. And I want to bring attention here because I want to say something here. Yeah, recognize that hair?
I mean, and that jawline?
I mean, if that's not a tribute figure to me.
I mean, it looks exactly like you. Yeah.
How good that is.
My lord, there you are.
And I would say that was you if they had made his hair gray.
I don't think they had the balls. Because they were like, well, what about copyright? My Wife's Gonna Kill Me.
Oh.
I think this is that homage shit they do.
Ah. So this is an homage to Lord Steven.
No, apparently, no, that head's not nearly big enough.
I'm a lion.
I mean, an ogre-sized head.
Of the four of us, I'm a lion.
You're the cowardly lion?
No.
Yeah, you are constantly lying about how great you are.
I just wanted to personally thank the four horsemen.
As
all three of them. It was a big surprise. I saw it, and I was like, and I took the picture right to Courtney. I'm like, who's this? And she's like, you. And I'm like, damn right it is.
Yeah. I love it. Siegism cape. Sweet shield. Awesome shoulder pauldrons. A lot of new stuff on this figure.
I don't have a picture of the other character, which is Gorgo, because he doesn't look like me.
Yeah, why would he?
Why would he, yeah. See, my tribute to me on there, too.
Zach, can you go back to big that lion, the big Legions hairy real lion quick? Guy. The picture with all those figures. Is there anybody in here, Steve, in this group? So we've got Black Knight, standard Legion Builder skeleton, Bronze Dwarf, which is a Black Dwarf, Goblin, Orc, Templar, and then the Big Daddy, which I still think is one of the best figures in the line, and the one to get someone hooked, and that is the Barbarian Deluxe Builder. Is there anything up there that, Steve, that you're like, nah, don't want those?
No. I mean, I have quite a few Goblin Builders, so, I mean, it's like, I don't, you know, from that aspect, for me personally, but there's nothing up there that's a stinker, if that's what we mean. I mean,
yeah.
There isn't any stinkers, really, but no, everything up there is I think it's well-rounded. I think it gives everybody, you know, it's a good variety. I just, it's going to be amazing to have that. I hope we have a quantity in stock that'll last for a little while.
Jeremy, as a, you know, a guy that hasn't dove into Mythic Legions, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, for multiple reasons, I think we all probably know the number one.
Money and space.
It's expensive, yeah, you know, and is there one up here that you look and go, hey, at $20 or $25, which they'll probably end up being right around there?
Well, I'm pretty simple. I love my skeletons. So, yeah, it's really easy for me to jump in on that. I voted for skeletons, you know. That's just what I do. Although, the beard man over there looks pretty nice.
Yeah, he's a beard.
Look at those horns.
Well, that one's got all tons of options, too.
Yeah.
You can put the bat wings on them. You can put a whole different hat on them.
Putting bat wings on that sumbitch would be pretty sweet.
It's pretty beautiful.
That would make it pretty metal.
All right, I think that wraps up toy news for me, because Pete stole all mine. So that brings us to toy drama.
Toy drama.
No, I have some.
Oh, you got them? Oh, okay,
great. Yeah, Jeremy, they weren't in Jeremy's list, so I popped them.
Oh, so you popped them up? Yeah,
look at that.
Look at you go.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man, Super my putty.
Seven. Super 7 dropping it. Yeah, this is one that I'm not following too close, because obviously, I mean, I watched the first season of this show or whatever, but they're not huge in, for me. I wasn't collecting any of the toys, but... They look great.
Yeah, the one that really... Go ahead and keep moving, Zach. This is the one right here that really got my rocks off. So, the Tyrannosaurus, the Dino Zord, the hope is that they're going to obviously do all five Zords. The hope is that they're obviously going to connect into a big, beautiful Megazord.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all of those details, but this is super cool.
Kind of neat they come with little minifigures.
Yeah, yep, because, you know, they rode inside the Zords.
Sure, yeah.
Go ahead and move on. We did see a picture of this. You showed this, I believe, 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
But I popped it back up there in its box. That Goldar is amazing.
He looks awesome.
Yeah. And then we've got a Yellow Ranger. Go ahead, Zach. Trini.
Oh, shoot. You get two options.
Two options, yep. The first and second Yellow Rangers.
Oh, yep. I didn't even know there was a second Yellow Ranger. Yep.
And then, of course, Tommy.
Good and evil, huh?
Yeah. And he's... Yeah, it's I hate that guy.
Do you?
I'm just kidding.
Oh. I think everybody, like, aren't you supposed to love him?
I just wish I could take something and make it last like he did. I'm just jealous. So
hey man, that's what Winston is doing for the Ernie Hudson for the Ghostbusters. Yeah. Wait, he's dead.
So I know we're trying to be better about this, but 1-6 shooter Trevor says, if it was a tribute to you, Steven, I would have photographed it backwards. so good. So good.
Well, that was all I had. Like I said, so keep Super 7's killing it. They're doing a great job.
Are you getting these?
This is good from the bag.
Are you getting them?
I will get... I want the putty. I want a bunch of putties, and I want the Zords. I'm not getting anything right now with the shop closing and us going and doing some other ventures, having some other ideas. I'm kind of on hold right now, but I will eventually get... I'll pick something up, I'm sure. So, Poverty Pete rides again.
$55 each, I imagine.
Probably.
I'm assuming the Zords are going to be 85 plus.
Well, yeah. Bigger. What was Mumra was 100, right? Ever living?
I don't remember what Mumra was. I know Monstar was 90.
Monstar was.
So yeah, it might even be 100
like,
plus.
It seems like Mumra was 60 something when all the rest of them were 45.
Okay.
If I remember right.
All right, so now we can do toy drama. What do you got, Trav? Nothing. All right, great. Jeremy, what do you got?
I do have a little bit.
Hey, just go inside any Masters of the Universe group right now.
You want some drama?
There it
is. I'm fucking over
Apparently
it,
it's
dude.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
It's hard. The polarizing aspect of... And we're going to talk about... We'll talk a little bit more Revelations, obviously, in a little bit, but... I did have some fun ones from that I wanted to bring up.
Please do.
I'm sure, because you guys have what, heard enough.
I have been balls deep in anything Revelation this last week
and
or
I
so.
And I have had blinders on.
And yeah, Steve's had blinders, so yeah.
You're just not scrolling past him.
He's been busy and...
I've been busy for one, and I'm not in 100 Motu groups like he is.
Yeah. I'm not anymore. I left a few. Just... There's lots of negative motherfuckers, and I'm not in the mood for negative motherfuckers.
So this is how it works. We have a group text message thread. It's got Jeremy, me, myself, and Matt Rodriguez, and then we've got the Legions of Grayskull.
Legends of Grayskull
guys.
There they are.
Sean and the Dooch are all in there. So I'm going about my day while these guys all day just sound off about
ding,
stuff they're seeing
ding, ding.
Online.
Yep.
And they're posting things and they're ticked off and Matt's going on telling people they can't say this and be this. And if you say this, you're
a
Democrat
one.
Or you're whatever. And he's just going ape shit. And I'm just like, I don't know what they're so fired up about.
Yeah.
So I just keep...
I've resorted to just screenshotting stuff. And then making my snarky comments in our group chat and sending you guys the picture.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
It's kind of pointless to get engaged because people are going to feel how they feel and you're not going to change them. It'll just be an argument. So the only reason why I would comment on anything is just for trolling. Which I'm guilty of.
We've talked about this, but it's normal for everything that comes out. You're going to have people who like it for this. Dislike it for this. You're going to have all of those things, right?
Yeah.
Back before when, and you hit the great, you shared the one about the 2000...
X?
Yeah, oh, the 2000 X, you know, which is a very beloved cartoon.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah, but there is...
There are some people that don't like it.
People that don't like it. And while, and Christopher Kelly brought it up, hey,
all
back
those people
the,
are wrong, but... This happened the other day, too. This thing fucking... It thinks for itself. That's all I'm saying.
Why does a peach do that? You're not even wearing it, but...
It's in the beach bag.
You can see where it was.
Yeah. Big time. And why did it sound like it was talking in another language?
It did, too.
It said some crazy... Wow, yeah, man like, with a plan, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it was like rapping and stuff. That's pretty exciting.
Well, the watch is confused because they're like, well, based on the size of this band, it's an adult, but this Mickey Mouse picture tells me it's a child. Is this around a child's thigh? Like, we don't know what's going on.
Who doesn't like my Mickey Mouse?
I don't. I've said it numerous times.
Why don't you like it?
I've been very clear about that.
There was some Super 7 Mickey Mouse stuff that looked really good. Anyway, sorry.
Go ahead, Trent.
I can put it up with my Popeye stuff. It'll be awesome. Bluto.
The internet has created a place where a bunch of whiny bitches can all get together and complain about something that there's one way you can affect these properties, and that's you don't buy their stuff, don't watch their shows. That's still the only way. People believe, though, that they could get online and express their opinion.
Wait. Sonic the Hedgehog movie. That's all I got to say.
I don't even know because
everybody bitched online about the way it looked, like. Yep. And they fucking changed it.
Yes, but that was pre. That was pre.
True. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So like a reaction based afterwards. Mm-hmm. You watched the show. You paid for Netflix. You probably are going to buy the toys, even though you're going to talk a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
You're still going to do this. I just feel like I sometimes now I look at the internet and go, and we've talked about it. If you love something, we don't get on there and go, oh my God, this was the greatest thing ever. We have this podcast, so we do that a little bit, of course.
Yeah. Do-do. He said yep. Do-do.
But for the most part, the positive people that liked it, I can't speak for Pete because I don't know if he's finished it.
I have not. I'm okay. Close. I'm like middle of the fourth episode.
Okay. I have finished it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Obviously with me, I've said this a few times on this show, I understand why people don't like it. I enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was a fun show. So I'm not getting online and going, Revelations was so amazing, blah, blah, blah. I'm not doing that. You know, and most positive people, they're not going to jump into the pit.
It's... I went out and said, it's fucking awesome, because I think it is fucking awesome.
Yep. And you're on a POTU podcast. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Yep.
But when you're in...
You have a He-Man tattoo sleeve.
Right. But when
you have an obligation to MOTU.
Right. Yeah. I have to love it.
Right.
But when you...
You're wearing a MOTU shirt.
When you... That's true. God damn it. I'm obsessed. Gonna,
I try to get every time you talk.
Like let's
every,
see his underwear.
He's turned... I'm turning
he's not wearing
Steve.
It anyway.
I have a half-finished MOTU tattoo.
Thanks. So it's okay to be half in, then.
Right. You're half in.
Thanks,
half
Matt
in.
Rodriguez. There you go. I wonder what Matt would say about your tattoo online when he tells you. Every time Matthew types something in my head, I hear, that's your new opinion from Matt Rodriguez.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jeremy. Go
on. I just think that I keep people need to stop fucking attacking each other over it. Like, if you do have that negative opinion, like, I didn't like it and here's why, but people seem to be regurgitating the same bullshit, the same fucking buzzwords and all that stuff, and it's like, why don't you just explain it how you see it rather than how someone else is telling you saw it? You know, there's a lot of people that watched all the negative videos on YouTube and all this stuff for the and I get the hype, but also consuming all that negativity is already got you're going into it going, yup, here it comes, and if you're looking for it, you're gonna find it. So I found what I liked, I guess. Maybe I ignored the stuff that.
But Kevin Smith lied to my face.
Holy fuck.
Through a YouTube video.
By the way,
liar,
L-I-E-R. How many motherfuckers out there are spelling liar, L-I-E-R? Fuck you. Fuck you.
I know you guys probably don't pay a lot of attention to it, and I barely do either, but on our Facebook page, you know, it shows when you post something, it shows the tracking. It shows how many people saw this. It shows.
Yep.
That does not dictate anything what we post, of course. Mm. If we see something we like, we post it, you know, that kind of
sure.
thing. Okay. But I will tell you that meme or what that exactly what Pete just said, that Kevin Smith lied, or oh no, it's not already they're playing with the toys and Kevin Smith's like, we're just having fun, you know, and that literally was our biggest post in a long time. And it's someone else's fucking great artwork that we just shared.
Yeah.
But it shows you how that... And then, like you said, in the comments of that post, there's people commenting, and they'll say, well, I didn't like it because of this. And then someone just comes in and just punches them right in the dick.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like...
Yeah.
I say give them all swords.
Yeah,
put them in the pit. See
right
who survives.
In their vaginas. I gave them all upper cunts.
And I'm like, man, people are entitled to have their opinion, and you might disagree with it or whatever. But why is it just like this?
It literally is from
other?
There's these extreme people from both sides.
Oh yeah.
There's people that really love it, and they will attack you if you hate it.
Yeah,
and
Rodriguez.
Then, right, and there's people that hate it, and they'll attack you if you love it.
Yeah. Chris Ackerman. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. He does. I don't think he feels that strongly either way.
I'm obviously. I'm just like I'm running through a field of daisies, you know, naked and just singing the most beautiful songs I can think of.
Yeah,
which is only the second best field he's run through naked. The other one was backwards through a cornfield.
Oh God, lubed up too, just bent over, hopping backwards.
I'm sorry, that joke was really corny.
Hey-o! Oh. It was lubed up with butter. So, yeah, I don't know. It's stupid.
It is.
It's all over the fucking place, and it's like, the way these people are talking, it's like these 40 to 50 year old men, and they're all talking like fucking you're on the schoolyard, you know, in this, and just being pissy, and it's sad.
And it is. It's weird.
But it's not only Masters. I mean, of course, like there's it just happening everywhere now.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. If you don't and maybe everybody got more comfortable in the last election or some bullshit.
Oh, just say whatever they want.
There's a lot of fighting. Yeah. And like now they're like, fuck it. That's
how fight.
Yeah, this is how angry we can get now. And you move on to this new thing. And
right, let me ask real quick, real world life. Are you guys noticing that you feel like people are angrier?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like in real life?
Yeah.
Yep. Quicker to snap and just rude, more rude.
I stay away from people, so no.
Zachary.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I agree with that. I think people are getting, you know, more, they're more angry and more emotional and more outspoken. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
And I think a lot of it has to do with they're more entitled. They feel like they deserve this and this and this, and we owe them this, and then they don't get it, and then they react poorly.
And it's very selfish society now.
Right. Well, the whole Karen thing. Yeah. Well, I want to see a man. Well, that shit actually happens.
Yeah.
And so, great example.
Plenty of videos to prove it.
I don't know how much Travis could hear because he got stuffed down in the corner at Kyle's birthday party, but my Alfredo didn't taste right. And everybody's like, well, call. And our waiter was a son of the birthday boy. So he didn't make it. There was going to be no hard. And I'm like, no. I just don't like it. It's not your guys' fault. We'll take it off your bill. No. You guys didn't do anything wrong. And I'm like going out of my way to try to make sure that he understood he didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Now, come to find out, it was Caesar dressing, not Alfredo. So somebody did
so it really was
wrong,
their fault. But
you know. But even in that, I'm like, I'm not going to bitch or complain or moan. And I get upset when my food is wrong. And normally they don't ever hear about it. I'm never rude to the people. And, and a great example, we've got, I had to tell my crew on a call yesterday. We waited almost 48 minutes for an ambulance yesterday. And I had to remind my guys when the ambulance got there, like, hey, remember, this isn't the crew's fault. Their admin is screwing the pooch. You know what I mean? It's not their fault that they didn't get here in time.
Right.
Because I didn't want one of my guys to make a snide comment or make a shitty comment or anything like that.
Right.
I had already talked to the family and let them know what was going on. And because I didn't want any of them, because more often than not, the brunt of the anger doesn't land on the person that's causing the issue.
No.
And that's what bothers me.
It's a shoot the messenger type of thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Travis,
you know?
Do you remember when we went to Steak and Shake and they didn't have fries? And Pete like beat that waitress up for like 20 minutes.
That was
like every time she came to the table, he
threw that was a rough day for him. Though. That was a rough day.
But she was laughing and we were laughing. No, she knew
crying.
That
you
that was
that is not, that's not laughing, Pete.
No. No, if she was crying, it's because she was having sex with you. But no, it was not. That was all in good fun, and she knew that.
Some people cry when they make it to the
top, and it was fun.
We finally made it.
People cry when they make it to the top.
Looks like we made it.
So, to speak about these entitled people.
Whoa.
Timothy J. Green posted in Michigan Star Wars Toy Collectors. To the fellow that just bought all 6 of the Boba Fett prototypes at Target 10 minutes ago near Fenton, you, sir, suck. And I hope that no one buys your hyper-inflated figures.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Christopher Costa, that sucks. I if you're near Flint, there's 6 left over here.
I'll be there in a minute.
If you're near Flint...
Matt Aaron Gonzo says, so they're not even out in the store. You can only get them online. I work at Target, so I don't even know how that's possible.
Oh.
This guy works at Target, and he's like, they're not at Target yet. Tim comes back and says, I had the prototype in hand yesterday in Fenton. Matt says, how?
Picked it up.
I work at Target, and we got 0 in the store. They're only available online, and they sold out in seconds. Not to mention, they weren't even available this morning at 8 a.m. Tim goes, well, they didn't sell it to me, but they were out. I stopped at the Target in Fenton. Kevin Rogers goes, hey, at Heartland, they had an entire box.
Seems like a lot of people are finding these things.
But Matt, how? But who, I don't. This is what pisses me off. Why do you think you have the audacity to question the Target employee?
Who comes back?
He obviously knows what's going on. He's a Target employee.
That's straight BS.
Straight up BS.
He's representing Target at this time. He better be careful.
I love how everyone else seems to be able to get one but me. Some of you fucktards even have multiple. That's just awesome. Go sell them for 80 each now, like bitches.
Like bitches.
You, why don't you tag me in that shit? I've got so much dispelled rage. These people deserve it.
He ain't done.
He ain't done.
He ain't done. Every single Target store should get at least one case. You can't have some Targets getting them and then other Targets not getting any at all. This is a Target exclusive. Do they know what that means?
It means exclusive to Target.
How is it any other website or store able to get some and sell them? I saw people post something about Toys R Us on another website and they got a whole case. What kind of bullshit is this? I work for Target and I can't even get my hands on one. There is something seriously wrong with that.
Isn't Toys R Us closed?
Nah, it's still open in Canada.
Oh, this guy's Canadian?
No, he's not. But he's talking that he saw it in a site. That
oh, I was going to say, because Canadians don't act like this.
Kenzie Jean said, you can't get one because you're an honest collector.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah, because he seems like a super nice, honest guy. That's how I would describe him.
Nice guys finish last. You're probably, you are just, your husband material.
You're a good God-fearing man who probably doesn't beat his kids.
Works at Target to get those exclusives.
Working at Target when there's no jobs, other jobs out there.
If they showed up at Target, he'd fucking take them. And so just because he like can't get them, he's fucking this altruistic motherfucker.
Kenzie Jean goes, I hope no one buys them either because people who pay scalper prices only endorse the issue. The figure is not worth it, in my opinion.
Oh man, truth bombs.
Yeah.
Dropping them. In the battle that is toy drama, truth bombs are the only real weapon.
They're so hot and heavy.
To command. Speaking of entitlement, I have a little drama. So, Todd McFarlane posts with Image Comics, look at this in all capitals, 5 exclamation points. This is a 1 in 250 variant cover that will be signed and sequentially numbered by me in all capitals. Todd McFarlane. I will only in all capitals sign this book 1 in all capitals time. It will then go on the in capitals will not sign list and never sign in the future. So if you want this book, you better talk to your local comic shop. So if you're looking for this variant, hand-numbered and autographed by Todd McFarlane, he's very specific that you better get on it or you will
miss
out.
Lots of yelling in that. He seems a bit aggressive.
He was a little aggressive.
Yeah.
I saw Todd refer to himself as the Todd Father the other day.
No way.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen him do that before.
Yeah, I would do that if my name was Todd.
Yeah, but Steve created that.
No, I didn't. I think I took it from Jeremy. I think Jeremy's the first one I ever heard say it.
Really? I mean, I'm the one who came up with Billy Beige, so.
No, you're not. That was me.
I named the podcast, so.
How does this make you feel? What? He literally, instead of just taking the credit, gave the credit to Jeremy.
Yeah. He knows I'm a little slow, and he likes to make me feel good sometimes.
No, I'm just an honest guy.
How many times has he stole your ideas?
Every idea he's ever had, he stole from me. Courtney even stole my idea of making him a lord. So.
Wasn't yours.
Any more toy drama?
That is it for toy drama.
Anything?
No, I got nothing. Nope.
Courtney didn't make me a lord. She just recognized it.
All right. So let's get away from some bullshit into real life. It's an absolute bummer. Joe Ryan lost his battle with cancer a couple of days ago. Our hearts and thoughts and those of us that pray and good vibes and everything is with his family in this absolutely terrible time. The
the very limited time we got to spend with him in person was absolutely amazing. When he came out and saw us at the show, despite how sick he was, really, really meant a lot to us. The interactions on Facebook have always been great. So he will be missed. So again, we're thinking of his family at this time. And, I know a lot of our listeners, were friends of his and fans of his. And so the community definitely lost a good one. We just wanted to make sure we recognize that. So
what sucks is I'd really like someone to take him up on his dream. He sent me a message back in April, and it had this picture of these puppets, right? And it said, "You made a comment, and it's always been a dream of mine to take episodes of Wig Tickum and add puppets, especially for Pete and his vape pen. Stop tempting me." And so he's like, "Oh, I better click away." He was about ready to pick up all these freaking puppets. So somebody wants to grab those and run with it, that would be freaking epic. So
Joe is a perfect example of like one of those great things that this podcast has done.
Uh-huh.
Like how I met Joe was at Chicago Toy Show, walking around handing out flyers that Pete had made for our podcast. And I was just giving them to vendors, you know, going, "Hey, you guys might like this. We talk a lot about that side of, you know, this toy world."
Yeah.
And I handed one to Joe, and Joe goes, "Dude, I already love your podcast." And it was just as cool. And then we started talking, and obviously Joe became a little bit of a part of our family. And
yeah.
Just a great dude. And even in death, I mean, the love that guy had for friends, family, toys. I mean, just a great dude. Absolutely great dude.
Stand-up dude. Even as recently as the Bobby Valla thing with Pete and stuff, I mean, I remember Joe getting on there. We were taking some heat as a podcast in there for things, and Joe got down there, and he broke it down, and it was legit. You know, yeah. He was like, "Dude, these guys do this, and this is this," and just, you know, call it straight down the middle. You know, it was just... When the man spoke, usually it was, you know, it was dead on. He just had a great, great way about himself. I mean, obviously he has a great sense of humor, too, and could be really funny, but...
Good, you know. Dude. Absolutely great, dude. We'll be thinking about you, bud.
Absolutely.
Yep. That moves us on to...
Butt plugs.
Yeah.
Sorry about that transition, Joe.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
He would have loved it.
He would have loved it.
He would have loved it. October 9th, Grand Haven Community Center, Toy Haven 2.0. Looking forward to getting together with everybody again. Looking forward to taking all sorts of credit for the work that Matt Rodriguez did. So look forward to that. That's going to be a good day.
I hope to spend some money there. Bring your good shit, folks.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I can't believe you're not going to set up with all the stuff that you have.
I actually have taken all my stuff that I have, well, the majority of it, and given it to a friend of mine who's selling it for me.
Oh, perfect.
Online.
I needed space in my basement. I'm like, "This is way too much shit. I need help." He's like, "Oh, dude, I don't have a job. It's what I do all day. I go around, I buy shit, and I resell it." He's totally in the toy world. So.
Perfect.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the show. It's always fun. I got a feeling we're going to plan some, you know, my wife's going to kill
shenanigans.
Me stuff. Yeah. Which will make it even more fun.
And my band will be done by then so I can actually hang out and shit. So it'll be awesome. Yeah.
Oh, you'll be playing music that night.
Oh, I'm in.
Kind of sounds like that might be the intention. So
Toy Haven?
It might be some fun.
Yeah.
We'll see how we make it happen, but we're going to have some
fun. And by we, he means me.
Well, right. I mean, I will be there. I mean,
Pete's the one we rely on to make it happen. Yeah.
The last live show we did, Travis contributed getting me ripped. Here, drink this.
He still contributed. So,
I was part of the team.
Yep.
And you killed it that night.
That was fun.
This coming weekend, I will be in Flint selling really cool Comic-Con.
Is this the one in the comedy club?
No, that show, I don't think they've done something this year since COVID.
I mean, how that show, and not to sidetrack, but...
Yep. Nerd Out.
Yeah,
I think
Nerd
it was
Out.
Yeah.
Nerd stuff in a Comic-Con in the middle of a meat festival. Like, I was never more alive than I was that day.
Maybe one of the funnest shows we've ever done.
I like meat.
Teeny tiny, but yeah.
It was pretty sweet. Like, the whole road was blocked off, and it was full of
local places that just sell meat, like a barbecue competition.
Band playing on one end of the street, which would have been like maybe country or something, and then a band playing on the other end of the street that was like maybe
hard rock.
Kind of? It was kind of just fun.
Man, that sounds like a nice little heavenly day.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yep, so really cool this weekend in Flint. I will be there. I think a couple of our buddies got booths there as well. Go ahead.
Billy Beige just posted this on our Facebook. Todd Father Talk, Inside the Mind of McFarlane, Sexy Spawn Sunday.
Ooh. So, Billy Beige, we appreciate you.
Nice.
Or is it time to go pay attention to our fans here?
Oh, yeah, we could take a little pause. All
right, pause.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we're back. We're back.
We're back.
We're back. Yes, Emil, you're going to be touched. All right.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. What are we doing?
Thanks, UPS guy.
All right. All right.
You know what, though? No, we should change that.
What?
In honor of Joe. Oh. Thanks, FedEx guy.
I agree with you. You want me to just hand you a certain figure? Would you rather do that?
Well, no, because he needs the other four figures to show why the newest figure's cool. So.
Well, I could just take him out.
Steve is pulling out he's got a very large Target box, which makes me think I also got the same Target box yesterday.
Probably did.
Although what you're pulling out of your Target box looks different than what came out.
Yeah, this he got these from, did you get these from Big Bad Toy Store? Yeah, that's where I got mine as well.
Okay, take the box back.
Oh my god, these things look amazing.
These are fucking awesome.
They're so good.
I'm going to regret.
The scale is awesome on that freaking rock stick.
Did this break?
Oh, no, it just comes apart.
Okay. No, it came apart in my mouth.
All right, I got some pictures, Cody. Zach.
Zach and Cody.
I've got the figures here. We're going to start.
Was a show, wasn't
Sweet
it?
Life is
Go
Zach
with the photographs.
Cody.
Here, I'll pass it around. Go with the photographs that I sent you and go to Rocksteady. You know, you should.
I played with mine yesterday, so.
It's awesome.
Look at how fucking huge he is. Look at all the detail in that motherfucker.
Go to a front-facing picture if you can first. I just did that to... There we go.
Does he have his shield?
Yeah. I was outside, and I was just photographing these. I got pretty flowers in the back. Travis is probably very excited about the flowers.
Those are beautiful flowers.
The only thing I could say about that I'm not real hip on is, like, his shield and his gun, I feel like they need more details in them.
Well, his shield cannot go in his hand.
Oh, I got mine in there, fine.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't think I could get it in there. It looked like the handle was too close to his
Don't need my Ziploc brand. What a cheap bastard.
He's heavy. He's top heavy, but you can get him to stand. His hips could stand to be a little tighter.
I'm noticing that, especially.
Are you
going
to tighten yours up? There's ways to do it, I think.
There probably is, but I can get him to stand.
Can I just break it off here? No, I'm just kidding.
You can move
on.
The
sculpt is there. Looks great, but yeah.
Isn't that more of a nod to what they were?
I think that's a nod to the original toys, right?
But I mean, if that's the case, they should have left some paint off the figure then.
I understand. Yeah, I totally get what you're saying.
Like this one, I could see the one that's still on the tree or whatever.
Yeah.
But like this one, they should have put a little more.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. They should have did some detail on the, the tree one you keep playing. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. Regardless, that figure is beautiful.
Yes.
That's a great side shot up on the screen. People can really see what this guy looks like.
Oh, my gosh.
He's really, really, really
busy.
Cool.
One thing I learned in photography in college is if it doesn't add to the photo, it takes away. And those photos, the flowers take away from that.
I agree with that.
I was lazy.
I would say the glass.
Yeah, it's too busy.
Did you guys take any time to take any photos of anything so people could see the detail?
We got a camera right there. We just hold it up.
Well, you can do that too. Is Zach going to come in here and run the camera like Cody does and focus it?
I can hold them up there.
There you go.
I love your pictures, Steven. Good job. They're shitty pictures.
He just loves shitty things.
Well, I got more shitty pictures.
All right.
Show the picture of all his accessories.
Are you the one taking the picture? You are a lord. You're in your home. Don't you have minions that can do this?
He comes with a different set of fist hands, and he comes with, obviously the shit on the sprue and some grenades that I don't know what to do with.
Steve, look at that.
Yeah, there's not much you can do with them.
It does fit in his hand, so
yeah.
I was wrong. Really cool figure.
God, it's beautiful.
Him and Bebop are two of my absolute favorites in this line right now.
Yeah. Well, it gives you what you probably always wanted with them, just these big, hulking, menacing.
They scale beautifully.
But, and that's the thing, too, is like the big bad guys are just giant over the turtles. And yeah, they were a little bit taller in the vintage figures, but this is like...
This is what they should be.
Yeah.
Well, these are notoriously bigger than the average human, and turtles are notoriously shorter than the average human.
Right.
So to have them all even close doesn't work.
Right.
Speaking of average humans, show us April O'Neil.
Jeremy, do you...
Yeah, she got a sweet ass on her.
I know you collect...
That's what I said.
You collect a lot of the lines, okay?
Yes. I collect all of these.
Yes.
Well, I'm omitting the variants.
I meant you collect a lot of Turtles lines.
Oh, yeah. As much as I can.
Yep. Are these the best?
So far, yeah. These are, like... Okay, it's really hard, man, because when you talk about the NECA stuff... Is that a crotch shot? No, you talk about the... focusing her pass.
Yeah.
Sure.
The NECA stuff is great. Mm-hmm. I love the cartoon versions. I love the movie stuff. But when you get these figures in your hands, these are the toys you played with as a kid.
Yeah.
So these are, I mean...
My first April O'Neil.
Beautiful. Is that your first?
Never had an April O'Neil. Why would you need April?
Because the turtles needed to have sex with somebody.
You never wanted, like, when you'd set them up to have April with them?
No. What's she going to do, get in the way?
Well, she did stuff on the cartoon, didn't she?
Yeah, she was pretty much a main character.
He has to make everything about it, though.
You have the
different head on her.
Well, I've had all three. In the pictures I've got...
The more red-haired one.
Yep, to get that one, and then...
Because they had a couple of variations of the vintage figure when it came out.
With the microphone, which I think he already showed.
What kind of outfit was April wearing? What is that?
It's like a jumpsuit.
It's a 90s thing. She comes with a lot. She comes with throwing stars for some reason.
The vintage toy came with throwing stars.
Did it?
Yep. The gun. And the gun actually goes into
the briefcase?
No, into the camera.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's what that slot's for.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
That's what he said about women, too. Oh, that's what that slot's for? I'll go back to my toy room.
Oh, her bag of stuff is right here.
Pete, the question was asked earlier, where do you want Steven's Tinder profiles posted? Are you going to make a post and then people can add him to that?
Yep.
Peter will make a post in the support group, and that's where you will find the chance to win a signed photo by Mr. Velez, and we will mail it out to you.
So it goes in like this? Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Wait.
In the cartoon, did that really happen? Where they're like, we're on site. Oh.
No, I mean, the fact that April has a gun is like, that would never happen now. But back then, it was like a secret thing. You know, it's like she could, even though she wasn't the camera operator, she still had the camera. But yeah, you pull it off and she's got a gun now. You know,
or you don't pull it off, you just shoot him right through
it. Shoot him.
Plus, it makes it so
she's taking your picture.
What's that?
Plus, it makes it so she could hold the camera now?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, April's pretty good.
I noticed that she's really shiny.
She is shiny.
Kind of like Rocksteady's pants are real shiny, but like...
I think April should be shiny. You got to imagine they put a lot of makeup on her for going live.
Man, her ass.
Then we got a metalhead.
That's the waist I was talking about. Mine, like, he's very top-heavy. But the finger with the little protruding whip thing coming out of his finger, that's new. That was never a
looking for the robot
toy,
Cody.
Thing.
He's just so old now. He's just so old.
Who?
Looking for the robot, Frank.
Oh, Cody. Sorry. God, I'm so used to having Cody in the booth now. Sorry, Zach. He comes in to show me who's out there. He's like, you remember me? Yeah, well, Mike, Zach, you can yell at me. Or Cody, whoever you are.
The backpack and stuff is spot on.
It's a beautiful figure.
And it comes with the, oh, God. I mean, with everything. Do you have it in here?
I have it all in
here. All this. The little spinny thingy.
Little copter.
Yep. And they have two different versions. They have one with a different peg here so it can just go into the top of his backpack, or it has a skinny one so you could just replace it with his hand.
or for you can replace his
hand. I love how his finger like is sculpted to like the tip of his finger comes out and then that whip comes out.
Yes, that's awesome. Freaking sweet. And I don't know what that's a
in the picture he's got
to.
Up right now. You can see how the light is going through and lighting up those eyes.
Yep.
He comes
with two heads. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I'm sorry. This is your thing.
It's both of ours. We both got them.
That's true. I didn't bring them because he did. It comes with two different heads, but I was like, why are they exactly the same? Yeah. Well, one of them they painted.
Oh.
So it doesn't have, and I don't know why you wouldn't want to have the light coming through. I mean,
yeah,
because
it's amazing.
Obvious.
If you're putting them in a room on display and the light doesn't,
that is fun.
There's no light for to light it up.
Yeah, then you would want it like that. But yeah, it does look cooler, definitely with the lighted version.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
These things are great,
dude. You had to be sitting there on your deck, surrounded by all those succulents and flowers, just like sitting there, like. Big old chubby while you had these turtles
in your
hand. I was
thinking these guys are going to love these pictures, and then you guys just bitched about it.
Did you expect anything less? Lots of options for them, though. Really cool.
And next coming up is my favorite turtle.
Yeah, buddy.
That's how I knew there was something wrong with you.
Why?
He's the best turtle, goddammit.
He's not. No, Leo, for sure.
Oh, you're fucking hot,
yeah,
too.
But you're a Cyclops guy. You're supposed to like Leo.
Yeah, Cyclops.
They say anybody who likes Cyclops
Nobody's
is a cop.
Nobody's favorite X-Men is Cyclops. His own brother doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Havoc's like, no, fuck Cyclops. Like, that's not...
Yeah.
Professor X is not a huge fan of him either.
I'm actually not a huge fan of,
dang
like,
it,
the...
you made it back.
Of the angry head.
The angry head? I know. There's a picture of the regular head versus the angry head.
Yeah, there's the angry head or yelly. Yeah, there you go.
But all of my turtles are wearing the non-vintage head, so I
you had to do that too, yeah. It makes sense.
Even though I really like the vintage head, it really,
yep.
really brings back...
Dang, the weapons feels. On that belt and...
The shell details are like...
And he's got his hook... Which I can slide in so I can have them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's actually, I might do that.
This was my biggest fear. I rode Super 7 hard through Motu. And I said 1,000 times, I'm going to give them a chance. They better not fuck up my turtles. And they have absolutely delivered.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
It doesn't make all their fuck ups on the Motu okay.
No, what sucks is
it's
that
awesome.
Masters was their, like, guinea pig.
Yeah, that's what right. I was
going to
say.
So when any sort of... bad stuff that happened with that, they're like fixing in future stuff. So
I don't care if you make mistakes. If you make them right and then learn from them, that's what everything is about.
How amazing did these look in the package?
Beautiful. I should have took pictures of the packaging. There's April reporting on a fight that's going on behind you.
So good.
All these pictures you took, not one of the packaging.
Now,
well done, Steve.
That picture, Steve.
Look at this. You got Metalhead whipping the gun away so he's with his whip.
Yeah.
So that, you know, Mikey can beat the shit out of him.
Where'd those giant flowers come from in the scene?
You're a great poser, dude.
I want Steve to, like, pose my entire collection.
No, I care enough to pose the figures, come up with a great action shot, do his cool, but I don't care enough to move the flowers. I thought the flowers were beautiful.
They're at the zoo or something.
I knew Travis would love them.
I do love them. You know what we should do? We should... Also, for his Tinder profile, we should come up with a business account for Steven where you literally pay him and he just comes over and poses your toys.
Yes. You have to bring them to him, though, because he won't leave his house. So,
what time you get me over?
Oh, good. Awesome. Is that all you got, Steve?
That is all I got.
That's a pretty good haul
there. It was a surprise box. I did get... which, you know, you probably figure out. I got Baroness and her cycle yesterday.
Yep.
I didn't get Breaker, did you? Oh, you don't know. You didn't open the box?
I did open the box. I didn't order... Where'd you get it from? Target?
I thought I got it from Target.
Breaker, I don't think Breaker... I don't think they're released yet. Okay. I don't think those have come out yet.
Okay.
I know people are starting to get Snake Eyes. Snake Eyes and Timber. Yep.
And I didn't get that either.
Yeah.
I know I ordered it from somewhere. I don't know if I ordered it from Big Bad, though, or where... So, but anyways, got that. So that's cool. I don't really like that motorcycle as much, but I love that Baroness.
Yeah, that Baroness is beautiful. And I mean, they're gonna single pack her eventually, but
motorcycle could be cool with some paint.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm not gonna do that.
Jeremy, you want to go next?
Actually, you should get that model and build that bike from Snake Eyes and put Baroness on that.
Sure.
Awesome.
Well, I was going to bring these, but Steve did, so well, it's a dual, even though I don't want to take away from what he did. So I'm going to have little stuff. My Pac-Man did not make it in time yet, my SH Figure Arts. So I did get the new Mega Constructs figures.
Where'd you get them through?
Amazon. It was a pre-order through Amazon.
I don't think I did that.
Looks like his weapon might fall there. I had my daughter put them together for me because I'm that lazy. We have Roboto and Trapjaw.
Trapjaw is amazing. Do you guys want it or are they too small?
Manny faces. Are these too small to check out?
He just doesn't want to.
These are mainly mini comics colors, I believe.
God, I love these.
And a scare glow. Triclops, scare glow, Manny faces.
There.
Roboto and.
That works.
Trappist Jaws.
My pictures were a bad idea, huh?
I don't think anyone called them a bad idea.
Everybody knows what miniature Motu figures look like. I don't know why we're.
Never seen a Roboto yet. Manny faces. Let
they've
me see
never it. Made a Roboto. This is the first figure they've ever made of Roboto.
In this.
In Mega Constructs.
Mega Constructs. Ooh, I love it. I love him playing with Manny Faces. The Manny Faces feature works on him.
Yeah.
How could you not love it?
Thought they were great.
So hard.
It's like in your shirt a lot more than it's.
I don't mean the shirt. I mean, why can't I just get the figures in the?
Could you imagine?
Just look them up online, guys.
Brain.
Could you imagine?
At least there's not flowers behind them.
Courtney was a Manny Faces style character. And it rusted because it never got off the disappointed face. Like, the action didn't work anymore because it's just disappointed in Steven.
There's a button I think he pushes, but don't worry about it. No one wants to see
it. He turns the lens and he does stuff.
What are you wasting your time for?
Don't show these shits off.
That trap dog looks cool.
Thanks. So the rest of this crap is just kind of crap, but I thought it was kind of fun. So Joshua Van Pelt had an online auction with some interesting stuff on there that I bid on, and I got them, and I haven't opened these yet.
He-Man air fresheners.
Close. They're He-Man stickers.
Oh, let me see.
They're puffy stickers of Teela and Battle Armor He-Man. Here's the thing, I have a drawing folder that I had as a kid. And on it is a puffy sticker of Evil Lyn and Battle Armor Skeletor from when I pulled them out the cereal box. So I think it's only fitting that old Jeremy hooks up young Jeremy and puts these bitches on his old drawing folder when he was like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Nice. So I'm going to rip these open.
Because of all the things that I would want to impart on young Peter, it would be He-Man puffy stickers. Of all the things I could tell him based on my life's experience, that's what I want to be like, hey, well, how do you make a woman orgasm? No, here's a puffy sticker.
You go back in time.
So I got some stupid.
Just tell him the truth. It's
Jeremy, pause.
Okay.
You go back in time. You got 1 minute to give little Peter some advice. 1 minute. What are you telling him?
Don't ever go with one. Like in anything else, your women should be like your sweet, delicious treats, should be like your cars, your toys, everything. Multiples. Don't ever settle for just one. That's all I'd need. 15 seconds.
Steven, what are you telling little Steven?
Don't be so damn liberal. Don't be such a freaking hippie. Straighten up. Get your act together. Rigidity.
Did you say virginity or rigidity?
Rigidity.
Rigidity.
Rigidity of character.
What does rigidity mean?
Strength.
Jeremy.
Just keep doing what you're doing, man. You ended up okay. Maybe don't do meth as many times as you did.
And so that virginity as well?
Yeah.
But I love how he didn't say not to do meth.
No, I mean, he had to try it. He didn't know it was meth.
He talks about
it
like he's another person. He had to try it.
Right, I wouldn't do it now because I tried it then. Young Jeremy was stupid, and he didn't know. He just went, I'm with girls who have drugs. This is fun. So
And also, little Jeremy, have a can opener.
I do it so you guys learn.
You want to be able to open up your beans.
So funny, Jeremy says he didn't know, and I believe the teacher when she said marijuana will kill you.
See, I tried marijuana and went, well, I'm pretty good. I'm probably better than good.
I think they might have lied.
They might have said some shit that was a little bit fibby. So I did that with everything, almost everything. And I went, ooh, they were kind of right about that one. So, yeah.
Zachary. You got 15 seconds now. We've dropped it. 15 seconds. What are you telling little Zachary?
Not to take shit so seriously. For sure. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Hit it and quit it. You got to bang, bang, bang the drum.
That's right. Live in the moment.
I'm going to tell you guys, I had the same answer. I'm going to tell you the same answer that I had when Heidi's cousin posted this on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
She said, if you could go back in time and give a message to your younger self, what would you say? And I will say the same thing I would say now. I would said, wear a condom. And she did not like that.
She like had her whole church group pray for you, Trev.
Literally. You have a son that you love. Literally.
Give him your Pop Rocks.
So she deleted my comment, so I deleted her.
Yeah. You got her back. She'll never do that again.
Hell yeah.
She'll never delete one of my comments again.
And she'll know why, too. Good job.
All right, what else? Some stupid shit. I got this little rubber Boglin. You remember Boglin, the big puppet Boglins?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he had like seven of these bitches, but this one was the coolest one. He's doing the little thumb on the nose and neener neener thing. I don't know.
Pencil eraser? What is it?
Nope, it's just a stupid little fucking...
Like someone made on their printer.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a, you know, like how muscle were.
Yeah, but is this actually a licensed Boglin thing?
I believe so.
Really?
It's got several of them. I never knew they existed.
It's got no print on it or anything, which made me question that.
Oh, that's true. Well, maybe it is fake.
I don't know.
Regardless, it's real to me.
Yeah, it's cool, too. If you like stupid stuff.
I didn't order this one from him, but I got a Storks patch, or Snorks patch, I mean.
Did anybody here watch Snorks?
I did.
I watched Snorks, totally.
I did not.
They were Smurfs underwater, man.
And I watched it recently with my kids. Like, just some episodes, they liked it, too.
Oh, I bet.
Did the Snorks have a bad guy like the Smurfs had Gargamel?
Yes.
I don't remember it.
That's a good question. I haven't watched it since 87, 88.
And he's done a lot of meth since then.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to go down as, man. People are going to single out that one. I did meth, and then boom.
Jeremy's going to go on a crash diet and lose a bunch of weight. Yeah, we all know what's happening.
I got a family member. I'm just going to
talk to him, and he can hook me up, I bet. I also got a He-Man patch. This is one I actually paid for. So just your standard old He-Man advertising art.
Yep. Cool piece.
I got a... Oh, come on. You need to stick together. Anyway, a Beverly Hills Cop button.
Nice.
Huh? I got a whole, I got this whole, this curtain that hangs in my basement with tons of just buttons and pins all over it. So I was like, fuck it. It's like a buck. So, Beverly Hills Cop and...
I liked Beverly Hills Cop. I have no recollection of the movie.
This is from All of Me. It's got Lily Tomlin... And
Steve Martin.
And it's a lenticular, so it goes back and forth between the two.
Why do they look so eerily similar?
I know! It works really well.
Dr. Strange Snork.
That was the villain?
And Big Weed were the two main villains, yeah.
Big Weed?
And he threw in some dumb shit, too. This is a... Here's a
fake
trick pipe and cigar.
Ooh, I like that.
It was $9 at one point, but he just threw it in there.
What do you mean trick?
God,
I don't know. Maybe you just put it in your mouth and it blows smoke out or something.
So you can make your...
There is a hole.
Freak your parents out, make them think you're smoking.
Yeah. Shouldn't this be open and tested?
Duh.
Well, fire,
open it? Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got to, right? It's not like I'm going to resell this, bitch.
You take the stogie.
I love how Steve, then, when he opens things, daintily opens them, but if I put my toy in his hand, he's like, "Rush, rush!"
He also threw in some The Frighteners.
Okay. That was actually an enjoyable movie.
And
Michael J. Fox, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think it was actually good.
Ghost in the Machine.
I like that one, too.
That one I have not seen.
Oh.
this is the endless box of little trinkets. You look good.
There's a little smoke coming out, dude.
Yeah? Did it work? Oh.
It's not open.
Yeah, there's like nothing.
There's no, it's not open between the two of them. Yeah, it's same thing with him.
It's fucking dead.
Yeah, so is the cigar. There's no end on it.
Nope. Well, at least it looks good. Maybe that's what it is. It just looks real. This is a little mummy. It's got a little mummy head ring. So this is a little fun shit that I'm going to throw in the basement. And then the last thing
is he's going to give to some dude to sell online.
I will. Series 2, all new, The Cards of His Life, The Elvis Collection. Sealed cards of Elvis. There's 12 cards in here, so... That's it, guys. That's what I brought this week.
I like it.
I look pretty badass with a cigar. Yeah.
You do look badass. And
you
this guy looks
smoking stogies.
And this guy looks smart.
We just talked about this last night, wanting to try a pipe.
There you go. You guys look good.
Billy Bay says, inhale the asbestos, boys.
Asbestos is bestus. But I can make it work, Trev, if I take the thing off, though.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Look at that! Look at that!
Do some
beautiful job.
Next time Steve takes photos, I can make the plants are on fire.
No, that's all right. I enjoy the king, but...
I was able to jump in and grab, and I got to say thanks to Maverick because he was sharing the link, but Target put up a bunch of the figures again, same way you got the Baroness bike. I did not have the Viper yet. I think he might be the only one I didn't have out of the line so far, I think.
I grabbed a Cobra Soldier.
Yeah.
The one that has the extra, it's...
Yeah, I'm not even worrying about variants and that kind of stuff.
Well, it was there, and I thought, well, I'll grab one.
Why not, right?
Yeah, because of the cool armband, so he looks like he's the leader. Jesus.
I want to know what's being said.
What is she sorry about?
Something to her sounds like Siri.
What's she sorry about?
She probably failed me.
It's kind of sweet.
I've got this figure.
Oh, do you?
It's very nice.
Where'd you get yours? Actually, at Target, or?
Well, they couldn't have gotten it at Target because we all know the Target employee says they're not available.
I think it was part of a trade.
All right, chaps. It's obviously bullshit. I'm a Target employee.
You said a trade?
Trade with Rieger, I think.
My Target. Rieger.
Dude, these things, like, enhance your guys' personalities.
They do. Steve got more rigidous.
Yes, that word.
You are making my day. With how dumb you're being, you're making my day. I can't
wait. How can I repronounce that word he made up?
Rigidity?
Yes. It sounds like you're trying to say virginity,
Your doctor probably asks you every time you go see him.
About what?
Doesn't he ever say, how's your rigidity?
My doctor's like late 20s.
He
or
only
maybe
asks
30s.
You because of your low T issues.
He asks if your dick gets hard.
I have good testosterone. He doesn't ask me that.
He's never asked me that because when I walk in, it's already hard.
I see you're not wearing a belt today, Travis. That's right. I don't need one.
I'm like, there's a chance this guy might make me bend over.
He didn't have to ask me because the night before, I inadvertently sent him a Snapchat that wasn't meant for him.
You got any kids?
You got any kids?
I also was able to pick this up. Another great example of how this show is good for us. Had somebody reach out to me, wanted to trade
I passed on that.
Yeah, I think you did. I think he was in on you, talking to you two.
Trav's got no problems with sloppy seconds.
Nope, sloppy seconds, fifth, sixth.
filthy fifths.
So I get in and ended up trading. I traded him a Mezco blade for this bad dude, which obviously I have one already. But he is made to be an army. He's a pricey figure to try and get an army of him, obviously.
He wasn't an army builder, per se.
No, but he was
He's a named character, but you definitely can build him.
Yeah. Because even in his bio, it talks about how these...
The Urku?
Yeah, or like they're, like, you know, kind of like, I don't know. Can't remember if it was advanced or nasty or what. But picked him up from Brian. I wanted to say a quick shout-out, too, to Brian, because he has a YouTube channel called Overlord Productions.
Yeah.
Does reviews.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Like a legit toy guy? Not like us?
Not like us, no. He's a little bit more. And I can't say if he has our personality, but a good guy, a listener of the show, and I want to say
thank depends
you.
On his rigidity.
I like Pipe Pete.
Pipe
and Pete.
I kind of want to solve a crime.
Pipe and Pete and Stogie Steve.
Does it change your personality, Steven? Does the Stogie change your personality? Or?
It kind of makes you feel a little snooty, don't it?
Snooty? Snooty?
Snooty, yeah. A little...
Gruff.
Gruff. Yeah. All right.
You know, like, what's that dog? Dog McGruff?
Yeah, McGruff. The crime dog?
Yeah.
Did he smoke Stogies?
I don't know. Just makes me feel like
fair enough.
Yeah, that's just the difference between you two guys. You're a rock star. He's a McGruff the Crime Dog fan. That you were doing meth out back, and he was wearing the Safety Patrol sash. You
know? Meth out back. So good. I can't wait till my kids someday, after I'm dead, they're like, you know, we had to find some stuff about Dad. We find this shit. Like, he did what?
It's funny how we always talk about the legacy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Joe left this legacy of love and you know, all these wonderful things.
Yeah, that ours is just debauchery.
My dad apparently was a piece of shit.
Kane's like, my dad always said the best lube is the previous guy's semen.
It does feel magical.
You just get right in there. It's already warm. Oh, fuck. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with us?
I got with Steve too long.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. That's definitely something wrong. I'm not sure the help exists that you may need. My accents are terrible. They always have been. I can't do accents.
I think your accents are
awesome. I think it's
awesome.
Fitting, though. It doesn't matter.
And that wraps up. Thanks.
Thanks, FedEx guy.
There you go.
Did it, though? Are you good?
I am good, okay. Yeah. I mean, I got some dice, but they were D20s that were a matching set to the previous Kickstarter I got. The D20s just shipped afterward, so you guys had already kind of seen them. They're just different colored.
How is D&D life?
Good. They just canceled today's session. The house fire we had this morning was good friends of the DM, so he's helping the family today. And so,
you're still loving it?
I am. I really am. And what's great about it too is there's so much there. It's not something you can get bored with because everything, and then the people that you're with make it different and they make it, you know, exciting, and it's a lot
of
fun.
What's that like?
I have an idea. I have an idea.
Oh my gosh, please tell me it's that we play D&D.
What? The four of us. We play D&D. Let's do it.
If only somebody would have tried to schedule that 14 times.
It's a good idea you came up with, Travis.
I've never once seen him try to schedule
it. Let's make it happen. Can you get a DM?
Yeah. We have a DM. We've had a DM forever. He's been begging us to DM.
Then let's do
it. He wants so hard to slide into our DMs.
Then we'll live stream it for Patreon fans.
Not today.
No, not today. Not today.
Give it all I can. For one day.
Pete, can we make this happen?
He's deflated.
Yeah, yeah, we can.
Pete, you think it's a cool idea? Or?
don't know what
Travis just came
I
up with.
Want it to happen.
I just want you guys to know that this might surprise everybody.
I'll see what I can do.
But my character is going to be a mostly naked barbarian.
Fair
Dude,
enough.
I'm telling you, you are going to enjoy this.
I disagree.
You can try all you want to not. Oh, you're going to enjoy it.
I see what we do. We let the Patreon supporters design our characters that then we have to play.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You are going to be a drunken dwarf bard, just so you know.
That is not, that's not any fun, because they're going to give me something I hate. Just to fuck with me.
And Steve's like, I want to have control
Sounds
of
like,
this.
No,
yeah,
fine.
I want to make, I mean, if All I'm going to
do
this.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll do it.
You're going to have some awesome delts.
It's happening. It's
like
on.
Tila.
We got you, Maverick.
Is it time, Jeremy?
I think it's time.
It's time.
What's
All right.
it time for?
All right.
Pete's top 10?
No top 10 this week.
Okay. Pete's parodies.
Wow, you just sang better right there than
that
you ever
will.
That
would be the best singing that you will hear on this show today. So,
let me grab my guitar.
Grab your guitar. So,
actually, will you hand that to me? Can you?
Jeremy and I did another song, and
we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
This song is very near and dear to my heart, and because this song is dedicated to Travis. And when writing a parody song, you want it to mean something and be accurate to the person that you're parodying. But you also want to make it one of their favorite artists. And then within that artistry, you also want to find a song that's immediately recognizable. So the song that we have chosen today for Travis, this is a song originally performed by 7 Mary 3 called Cumbersome. And we hope that you guys enjoy God, He's Dumb.
Wait a minute. Did you say God, He's Dumb?
God, He's Dumb.
God, He's Dumb. Yeah.
I don't think you could call God dumb.
No.
That's not good to do.
God,
that.
Comma,
it will,
He's Dumb.
It will all make sense. It will all make sense.
Not to Travis.
All right. Yeah. Got my pipe. Trav calls him Rick, even though his name is Rich. Mispronunciations are coming too fast for us now. Though he says he is trying to become a smarter guy. Every Mexican name is proving that's a lie. Trav has become so fucking dumb. You all know. Trav has become so fucking dumb on our show. I'd like to believe he will finally take a stance. But the fence he's riding is tearing up his pants. Makes a bad whiskey face when he tries to choke it down. He can't laugh hard without falling to the ground. Trav has become so fucking dumb. You all know. Trav has become so fucking dumb on our show. He can't read, he can't write. He's a bitch and won't fight. Always wrong and never right. Today and tonight. God, he's dumb. He's rich and I'm poor. Got a good Christian girl to go and marry a whore. He almost died and now he's dumb. Oh, yeah, dumb, dumb, dumb.
Oh. What another verse.
Jeremy DeWitt.
Oh, he is amazing.
Make me cry.
He can't tell the difference between two words.
because of the consonants and vowels. His appendix almost got him. Now he's become so goddamn dumb. Can't read, he can't write. He's a bitch and won't fight. Always wrong and never right. All day and all night. God, he's dumb. He's rich and I'm poor. Got a good Christian word who will marry a whore. He almost died and now he's dumb. Oh, yeah, dumb, dumb, dumb. Yeah, yeah. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Whoa. Yeah. Trav has become so goddamn dumb.
Awesome.
Oh man.
Peter.
I gotta say, I think that was more in your vocal range.
Yeah. Oh, he nailed that. He nailed that. Dude, good job, this, man. Yeah.
That song is fucking weird, man.
I'm trying to explain to him last night. He's like, I was like listening to it and I'm like, man, he's singing in F sharp minor, but the song's in F sharp major. I'm like, how the fuck does this work? He's like, I don't know what that means, but hey, we're gonna do it tomorrow, like, right?
I'm just trying to make things rhyme,
right?
So, and you did a wonderful job.
The problem is there. I could have done like four other verses.
No, I'm sure.
So, oh yeah,
Emily, you're like, I need more.
Well, you know, Guns N' Roses did like alternate lyrics for what was it? Don't Cry or something? There's two different versions. We could do a part two.
We could do a part two,
or just choose another song by those guys. And
that was beautiful.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Absolutely beautiful.
All for you, buddy. All for you.
I can't believe it's illegal to have this much fun with you assholes.
Anyone that doubts bringing Jeremy on board.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck them, yeah, man. Yeah. God.
Fuck me.
All right. Is that a show?
I think it is.
Oh, what are you guys reading? Did you guys read your books that we got from Tom?
I had already previously read mine.
Okay.
So,
Handsome Comics. Make sure you guys check it out. The code, my wife is handsome. Got a percentage off back issues. I read mine, Murder Hobo. Big Flame Penises.
Oh.
A guy who cut people's heads off and fucked them in the hole, and then three different anal scenes. It was totally worth it.
And I didn't get a copy of that one.
Yeah, he hit you right.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll pass that around.
Yep. I am definitely going to read mine. It is one that I was super excited about. Obviously, Savage Avengers, you're throwing Conan in with the Avengers. That sounds fun to me. I just didn't get a chance to.
I haven't got a chance to crack open the He-Man book, but I will for sure. And yeah, speaking of He-Man, are we going to hold off on talking about Revelations then?
I think what we should do is we wait for Pete to finish it, and then we will do a just sit down and we'll talk about the whole. I like how you get what you guys are doing on POTU, you know, doing each episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think we, the four of us, sit down and just
talk about it in general.
Yes.
Yeah, that works.
Yep.
Sure.
Good. All right. Works for me.
Perfect.
Thank you, Zachary.
Today.
Yes,
Zach in the booth, crushing it.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah. So,
wrapping up episode 223 of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. We got Zach Zweigel filling holes in for Cody, which, let's be realistic, in the circles they carry, that's not the first hole of Cody's he's filled. Co-host Jeremy DeWitt, the amazing guitarist. Hey, learn this song, and he does. And just so you guys know, that there was no rehearsal. That was us sitting down
right
together
on the spot the second
for the
time.
First time. So, huge thanks to him for that. Travis, thank you so much for being dumb and helping us find inspiration. Lord Stephen Big Daddy Machete spent the entire first half of the episode alienating his wife.
All for you people.
Because he is dumb as well.
And I'm going to use the cigar.
And I'm Pete McCarthy, and until next time, I'll see you guys in the hoya.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.